The state Supreme Court recently struck down Wisconsin's 10-year-old limit on how much juries can award in pain and suffering lawsuits. That cap was adjusted for inflation to roughly $446,000. This new proposal would limit payouts to $450,000 for adults and $550,000 to people injured when they were younger than 18. The governor says his office is studying the plan, but he says that on its face, it's hard to see how these new caps would pass another court challenge.
Just to sort of go back to exactly what the court just declared to be unconstitutional, seems to me that you're just asking for more litigation, courts again rejecting these caps, and us being a year from now or 2 years from now in exactly the same situation we're in right now.
All Democrats on the Assembly Insurance Committee voted against the proposal. They complained that it should have been tied to inflation to automatically allow for larger lawsuits in the future. But Republican sponsor Kurt Gelo of Mequon says that's too arbitrary. Instead, he says this plan would require the legislature and the governor's approval to increase the caps in the future.
I don't think inflation necessarily reflects the circumstances or the marketplace in malpractice insurance per se, and that this gives them more flexibility than tying it to an arbitrary number.
Gelo says setting the cap any higher right now would render it ineffective based on evidence from other states. The proposal could be debated on the assembly floor as early as next week. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.